are listening to TKU on CFRU Radio 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and available worldwide at CFRU.ca. What is happening, everybody? What is good with y'all? It's your girl, Jenon, right here on TKU. As you already know, here on TKU, all we talk about is mixed martial arts, also known as MMA, and other combat sports, too. We also discuss the issues that surround the world of fighting and talk about notable fighters and athletes and how they all got started in the game and, of course, where they are now. So what is happening, y'all? I hope that everybody has been having a blessed week and a beautiful day so far. This past weekend, it was a long weekend. In Canada, we celebrated Family Day. In the States, I think there was also some sort of a holiday, President's Day, if I'm not mistaken. So really happy that everybody got that extra day of rest. Furthermore, it is officially reading week for university students out there. Not for grad students, though, which is kind of sad. But nonetheless, it's okay, you know. It is what it is. Nothing can change about that. But speaking of reading week, I'm personally really excited because today I actually have plans to meet up with some old friends who are going to be back in town because it's their reading week. So I'm really excited to be spending some quality time with them. But also, yeah, just say all this just so y'all, you know, reading week or not, if you took the long weekend day off or not, like, I really hope that everybody is still able to take and schedule some time away from things that keep them busy so that you can properly rejuvenate and you can properly rest and recover. Because if not, then burnout, we don't want that. So I really hope that everybody is going to be mindful of that. Personally, I was taking the weekend off, but now that the regular week is on, there's so much on my plate and I'm feeling a little bit stressed, but I'm trying to really just keep it under control. But on that note, yeah, I am officially recording this episode right before I go to the lab in the morning. But I mean, I guess because I pre-record it, y'all can't really see like the vibes here, like how I look right now versus how I usually look when I record TKO. Because I feel like when I do usually record TKO, it's usually in the evening. So I'm either in like my bathrobe, my hair towel is on, you know, I'm like in like spa mode basically. But right now I'm, you know, business casual attire, ready to go to work, get some experiments done. But before that, hold up, hold my beer. I'm going to do TKO. That's what I look like right now. I am also heavily caffeinated, if you couldn't tell already. So that's a plus. But also, I've been trying to do things and take some supplements that help me boost my focus and just help with like brain function. I have been doing a lot of research into taking like various herbal substances that can help you with cognitive function. So I recently started taking lion's mane mushroom. It is so good for your neurons in your brain. It does have neurotrophic factors. So it literally feeds and nourishes your neurons and your nervous system. And it really gives you that extra focus and it just really helps you pay attention better without having the negative side effects of, you know, for example, if you were to take caffeine, you would get anxious if you take too much and you would get jittery. But with this, it's 100% healthy and safe, and it's really good for your brain. So I would personally recommend taking that and maybe some like omega-3 supplements, because that's also really good for vascular function. So like cerebrocardiovascular function. If you do take these together, your brain will thank you later, basically. But in brackets, disclaimer, I'm not a doctor. So don't just go take all of these things that I said without talking to a healthcare professional. Because again, I'm not a doctor. You might be taking some other medication and this might interfere. So make sure you talk to your doctor or a naturopath before you take any of these. But for me personally, I've been doing my own research and I've been trying these things out and they've been immensely working for me. So just thought I should put it out there. You know, I'm like, wow, like lion's mane, hell yeah. Omega 3, hell yeah. And I just thought I should share it with you guys here. But yeah, definitely look into it. If it works for you, go for it. If not, then I'm sure there's other ways they can, you know, give more to your brain, basically. But yeah, so I am running on lion's mane and caffeine. Ooh, I don't know if you guys can hear that. So I'm recording from my home studio and I do have a pair of budgies downstairs. So yes, I'm a bird mom. So I don't know if my mic can actually pick up some extra noise from my birds chirping downstairs. But they are here. They just wanted to say hi. And they get really excited every time they hear my voice. But yeah, maybe I should have my birds on the podcast next time. So their names are Gronk and Brady, named after the legendary Tom Brady and like the most dynamic duo basically in football, Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski, Brady and Gronk. However, this is a name that I have given them. Everybody else in my family, they have different names for them, but this is the name that I have given them because I looked at these birds and was like, there's no way I'm not going to call them Brady and Gronk. But anyways, Brady and Gronk wanted to say hi. So I don't know if y'all heard it on the mic. I feel like I could hear like from the feedback of whatever the mic is picking up. I don't know. Maybe they're hungry, but I fed them this morning. They're pretty chill. They're really cute. Anyways, I digress. But yes. It has been a very peaceful and beautiful day thus far. The sun is shining, baby. The sky's blue. And I think it's actually going to be 8 degrees today Celsius, which is beautiful weather for going on a walk outdoors, going on a hike. So I'm going to see if I can find some extra time today to go on a nature walk with a friend after I finish my lab work. But if you do have time today, please make sure you go out for a little bit and enjoy the sunshine, enjoy the crisp weather, and just enjoy life. You know what I mean? But yeah, that's everything for everything like miscellaneous for the show. But there's so much to go through today in terms of what's happening in the world of combat sports right now. I have been checking online to see when UFC 300 tickets are actually going on sale, and I'm like literally checking every day, and I just checked this morning. And I see here that there is now an option on their website that says register for pre-sale for UFC 300. But unfortunately, when you click on it, it still says UFC 300 pre-sale registration no longer available. So I don't know if I missed something or if they haven't opened it yet or if the like something crashed or something. I don't know, but that's not working. But if you do want to get VIP ticket packages, there is a form here that you can fill out for them to contact you later about more information about the VIP experience. If you can't afford it, I would highly recommend it because this past weekend, we were also notified of who is finally going to be the headliner of UFC 300, who is going to be the main event of UFC 300. I am not going to lie. I had other expectations for the main event of this, but we really can't complain, can we? Because I feel like still, like, I really would love to see this fight. Like, I really don't want to express it as if I really, like, I can't stand this fight. Not at all, but I just wish that they had a bigger name, maybe like a more nostalgic name fighting on this card for this particular main event bout so that it, like, you know, it really fits. This is the main event of UFC 300, right? Again, that's just my preference, but Also, I'm not complaining too much about who is going to be headlining now, because they recently announced that UFC 300 is going to be now headlined by an amazing light heavyweight bout between the current champion, Alex Pereira, and the number one contender in the division, Jamahal Hill. So just a little bit about this bout. Jamahal Hill was the light heavyweight champion. He became the light heavyweight champion after he defeated Glover Teixeira in January 2023, so more than a year ago. But what happened was that Jamahal Hill, he actually had to relinquish his belt after sustaining a ruptured Achilles tendon. And so he's been out of commission for a while, but now somehow seems like he's made proper recovery and he is going to be making a comeback to challenge Alex Pereira for the title again. And all honesty, like, he never lost it. So it's like he's gonna come to see if he can still take the belt. Like, technically, I guess by name, he's still the champion, but medically he had to relinquish it, you know. But it's still gonna be really, really interesting to see how this will go down. For Alex Pereira, this man, he wasn't even in this weight division. Alex Pereira, if you recall, he originally started in the middleweight division, which is 185 pounds. In the UFC, it's a weight division lighter than light heavyweight. He was fighting there. He was the champion, right? Like, I don't think I'm hallucinating this when I'm saying this. He became the champion. He beat Israel Adesanya 2022. Also, can't believe that it's been that long, honestly. It feels like it was only a few months ago. But yeah, I mean, all of this really happened, right? He became the champion in the middleweight division. He lost the title against Israel again. He moved up a weight division to the light heavyweight division. And in the light heavyweight division, he became the champion now. So Jamahal Hill was like, wait, what happened? Like, I was just out here trying to recover from this torn Achilles. Hold my beer for a second. Let me come back and see if I can still take my title back. You know what I mean? So good for him. But also, I really hope that this is not a rushed recovery, because any injury is to be taken seriously. And any athlete should be taking more than enough time to make proper recovery. Also, I don't know if you guys can hear my birds again in the background. They're living their best life. They're like, yeah, preach, talk about Alex Pereira, blah, blah. But yes, I think this is a great bout, but I'll be lying if I said I didn't have concerns surrounding this bout. One, like I said, is Jamahal Hill truly recovered from his injury? And you know, like, is he really ready? Like, did he just say yes because of the clout that surrounds UFC 300? Like, what is going on here? But I really want to be optimistic here and think that Jamahal Hill is truly ready for this comeback. And he is 110% ready to be fighting off against Alex Pereira. Also, what a freaking surreal moment for Alex Pereira to be number one, headlining UFC 300, two, to be the champion of this new weight division that he wasn't even fighting at before. This man, he just has so much discipline, puts so much hard work into his craft, and because of that, he is the successful champion and athlete that he is. It's just crazy because Alex Pereira, he hasn't even been in the UFC for that long. For us, let's just take a quick look over here. He only came to the UFC, like, his first fight in the UFC was in 2021, and he's already the champion. Like, he's been the champion in two different weight divisions. He is the champion in this new weight division, and he is going to be the main event of UFC 300. So all of this goes to show, if you work hard enough, if you're that dedicated to your job, basically, you can make it. you can make your dreams come true. So kudos to Alex Pereira for having that mindset and actually making it happen here. He's showing everybody that nothing is impossible. And for that, I'm really, really proud of him. All in all, I feel like, yeah, it is going to be an exciting fight. Again, I was personally a little bit disappointed because, I don't know, somehow I was expecting like a John Jones or something to be making comeback, or like a George St. Pierre to be making a comeback, which I guess is not like the most realistic. But I'm also not complaining a lot about this fight. I think it's going to be an amazing and a very entertaining fight nonetheless. But I also have my reservations around, is Jamahal Hill fully healed and recovered from his injury? And, you know, is this going to be a good matchup for him at this point in time? So those are my reservations about this fight. Nonetheless, y'all, again, I know I said earlier that the pre-sale thing for UFC 300 somehow isn't working. But if you can afford and you can actually get tickets to UFC 300, please do so. I was kind of contemplating if I should just like literally go to Vegas for a weekend and watch this entire fight card, because not just talking about the main event here, but the co-main and like literally every single fight that's going to be featured on this UFC 300 card, they're worth watching. And I feel like the experience is going to be enhanced by a million if anybody were to have the opportunity to go in person and watch the fights in the arena, in the T-Mobile arena in Vegas. One can only hope, one can only wish. But even if not, like, just get your pay-per-view, get your favorite beer, and sit down and watch the fight. Like, really enjoy the fight. I am truly grateful to the UFC nonetheless, because I feel like it has actually been a hot minute since they had a very, like, super stacked fight card. Like, have a lot of good fights all in one big fight card. So I'm really happy to see it happen here for UFC 300. I feel like they would do it a lot more back in the day, a few years ago, but they're kind of like, yeah, you know, they're not doing that anymore. But I'm happy that they are doing it for this 300 fight card. Super excited about this fight. Really hope that it will deliver and that nobody gets any last minute injuries. We are officially, I'm trying to think, a month and a half away from this fight card. So, you know, fingers crossed and let's hope for the best. Hopefully everything will be delivered as promised and we can watch a great show of fights. But yeah, that's been the recent update on UFC 300. Other than that, I do want to briefly just cover what happened this past weekend for UFC 298. So yeah, believe it or not, we still have another UFC pay-per-view card until 300. But that's okay. Sorry, I don't know where I was going with that. I was reading that and I'm like, I'm a little disappointed, but also, why should I be disappointed? That's okay. That's totally okay. UFC 298 was actually pretty dope. I was not expecting to see some of the outcomes that I saw on fight nights, and that I actually made some bets on Saturday, but I usually make my bets parlay, meaning that I would select multiple people to be the winners. And if all of them win, then I would get a good chunk of money. But in this case, my guesses, my predictions were, they were not good. I think in the first prediction that I had, I actually lost like right away, because I think the first bet that I made on my list of parlay was for Mackenzie Dern to win against Amanda Lemos. But unfortunately, that was not the case. So I lost my parlay bet very early on in the fight, but that's okay. We still witnessed a lot of amazing performances on fight nights. Speaking of this bout that Mackenzie Dern had with Amanda Lemos, actually, it was a great fight. Like, I was personally rooting for Mackenzie Dern, but I think Amanda Lemos really brought it on, man. And in all honesty, I say this very objectively, I feel like this was one of the first times that I had seen in a women's MMA bouts for somebody to be this ferocious in a fight, to go forward, keep on being offensive in a fight, and really like not hold anything back. It had been a hot minute since I've seen that in women's MMA, and I'm really excited to see what Amanda Lemos has in store for all of us out here for her upcoming fights. Nonetheless, amazing fight, actually. Like, yeah, I mean, I lost my bets because Mackenzie Dern lost, but I really enjoyed watching this fight because of the amazing quality of performance that was actually put on by Amanda Lemos. And I mean, in all honesty, Mackenzie Dern, she also tried to defend to the best of her abilities. She was trying to grapple a lot with Amanda Lemos, but Amanda Lemos was just, oh my goodness, bro. Like, I can't even put it to words. She was throwing a lot of different things into the mix, and she was just so good with her striking, and that was just so overwhelming to Mackenzie Dern. But amazing fight. And it was actually announced the fight of the night, rightfully so. But yeah, that was one of the interesting events and happenings in the UFC 298 fight card. What else was to note? Just fast forwarding to the co-main events, Robert Whittaker versus Paulo Costa. I was personally rooting, well, not that I was rooting for Paulo Costa, but I just predicted that Paulo Costa would be winning this fight. I feel like if you have been following up with him on social media, you know that, you know, he's always just nonstop talking about this quote unquote secret juice that he takes to improve his performance. And Yeah, like even in some of the video highlights that he has from his training camp, he looks really put together, really well prepared, super muscular, super bulky. He's ready to come out there, just like destroy his opponent, which I think was the case. But I feel like Robert Whittaker, I mean, rightfully so, he was the better man on fight night. He really brought it on. He was fast and aggressive with the shots, but I don't know, I'm really trying to figure out the best way to articulate his style of fighting. But he was the type who would throw a punch accurately and fast, but then retract it super fast so that he's not like exposing himself to Paulo Costa for a long period of time for him to get hit. In all honesty, I feel like he was getting hit a little bit earlier in the fight, but later on as the fight went on, I feel like Robert Whittaker definitely showed that he was the better man that night. Paulo Costa, compared to Robert Whittaker, at least on fight nights, he really lacked speed, in my opinion. Like, he was really trying to throw powerful shots, but Robert Whittaker was just so fast, and I was very pleasantly surprised with what I witnessed on fight night from Robert Whittaker. And again, like, if you had caught up with our previous episode and I was sort of breaking down this fight, I predicted that Robert Whittaker, because we know that he's been through a lot of different injuries, so I wasn't really expecting him to be this good, in all honesty. And I'm not saying it to be like shady or anything, but from how we've seen him perform and all the sort of surgeries and everything else that he's had to go through outside of fight camp, I was a little bit worried for him. But nonetheless, he delivered, and he delivered good. So kudos to him. I'm excited to see what is up next for him, actually. Very, very impressive performance. But speaking of Australians, because Rob Whittaker is a great Australian fighter, we had the main events being featured between Alexander Volkanovski, the champion, and Ilia Topuria from Georgia/Spain, who challenged Volkanovski for the featherweight title. This was So Volkanovski, he has been the featherweight champion for a while now. He only had, up until that point, only two losses, but they were both at a heavyweight division, at the lightweight division, and both of them were against Islam Makhachev. And I was saying to you guys last episode, you know, I really didn't want to give him a lot of grief because Islam is Islam, and Islam is arguably one of the best lightweights out there. So for anybody to lose against Islam, I wouldn't feel upset. Like, I if Islam lost, if anything, I'll be like, what? Like, what just happened? So again, I wasn't going to ever give Alexander Volkanovski any grief for that. But he had been, like, since he became the champion in featherweight, he had been undefeated. Hence why he was still the champion in featherweight. But February 17th, UFC 298, Alexander Volkanovski wanted to defend his title against Ilia Topuria. And oh boy. Oh boy. Second round. 3 minutes and 30 seconds in, Ilia Topuria brought it on, man. I was not expecting him to actually knock out Volkanovski, but he did. And I guess, you know, the way that we witnessed things go down, it kind of reminded me of how things ended the last time that Volkanovski had fought, and the last fight that he had that he actually lost against Islam, he showed that he had a weak chin. Ilia Topuria, the smart fighter that he is, he obviously watched footage of Volkanovski's previous fights, and he saw that weakness. He saw his Achilles heel, and he literally went for that. Why not? I mean, it's all fair game, and if you notice a weakness in your opponent, and it's not like if you have a weak chin, like you can only do neck exercises and stuff so many times, but if you've shown that you're prone to getting knocked out a certain way, that's unfortunately that's never gonna go away unless you literally pull like a neck transplant or something for you to have an iron neck. It's really unlikely that somebody is able to improve their chin toughness, because that's something that comes with time, and especially if you've shown that you are prone to that, that's probably not going to go away in a short period of time. And Ilia Topuria, he actually saw that, he took advantage of that, and boom, he went for the knockout. And lo and behold, we have a new champion in the featherweight division. The beginning of a new era, indeed. That being said, still lots of respect and love for Volkanovski. He really, in all honesty, he dominated the featherweight division. So I feel like a lot of people weren't able to shine under the shadow that he was casting over everybody else. But I feel like he had a great run in the featherweight division. And now it's time for other folks, like some other younger prospects, to take the baton and just, you know, keep on going forward and evolve the sport and the featherweight division. And I'm really happy that that person is Ilia Topuria. Well-deserved win. This is what the game is all about. This is what MMA is all about. It's so unpredictable. And in all honesty, hard work pays off. And fight IQ is your best friend. And we saw all of that being delivered on Fight Night by Ilia Topuria. So shout out to him. Congrats to him. Also really hoping that Volkanovski takes some time to recover, and, you know, wishing him all the best. Amazing night of fights on UFC 298. Really, really enjoy watching the fights despite the surprises. I'm just looking at the clock right now. Unfortunately, that is all the time we're going to be having for this week, y'all. Make sure you go to cfru.ca to catch up with previous episodes. You can also go to Spotify and Apple Podcasts to download our episodes. And until next time, it's your girl, Jenna, right here. And this is TKO. Peace out.